Networking can be a big piece of one's professional life. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Tiziana Cacciaro, associate professor of organizational behavior at the University of Toronto, details the type of networking and the consequent feelings.
Ever felt that networking is awkward, uncomfortable, or even yucky? In three experimental studies of 540 working adults and a survey of 165 lawyers at a large North American legal firm, we found that networking can make people feel so morally impure that they feel physically dirty and want to literally cleanse themselves, as in take a shower. Not all forms of networking make people feel this way, however. People feel that actions motivated to benefit others are more morally worthy than actions motivated to benefit themselves. And professional, intentional networking used to benefit your career is harder to conceive as altruistic when compared to social networking to make new friends. None of this discounts the proven value of professional networking. In the law firm we surveyed, lawyers who felt dirtier about professional networking networked less frequently and in turn had lower billable hours, a key measure of performance in a law firm. Given that professional networking is often beneficial, how can people overcome these feelings of moral impurity? One way is to see networking as being about more than just yourself. Networking in support of a collective purpose feels more altruistic. Networking is also more palatable when you make an effort to understand what your counterpart might value and find something you can contribute. Networking to give, and not just take, feels a whole lot cleaner.
That was Tiziana Cacciaro with the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Feel the network.